Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
As we start the eighth inning, and Milroy's staff taking care of us here between innings.
I just ordered a T-bone.
I didn't know that was an option.
Oh, that was a hamburger, right?
Oh, okay. 1-1 our score has. Leading it off is Jake Lear. First pitch, a swing and a miss, strike one.
Same animal, Randy, same animal.
That's true, that's true.
You're piping that smoke up out of your beer.
Lear, a line drive. Oh, Ben
tried
to barehand it. Here's a tough play. Brian Marquardt flips it to first in. Not in time.
He'll probably try to use his glove, maybe, huh?
There.
No.
Now, that was a soft line drive up the middle, and Ben Johnson reached out. Did he hit it with his hand?
Yeah, he did.
So
yeah,
he slowed it down, and Brian Marquardt came in on the grass and couldn't make a play in time.
Oh,
to get the base runner.
And they're there. Always on the wrong side of him, too, aren't they? He has to come back to try to make that play.
So it's a base hit for Lear leading off the eighth inning. And at the plate, pitcher Ben Morrison. Cade Marquardt throws back to first after the pitch to Morrison was high and away and 1-0. Looks like a sacrifice situation possibly here. And Matt Dingman. No, or is that... Is that Matt warming up in the bullpen, or is that Zach Dingman? I don't know. It might be Zach. Morrison takes a strike called, and 1-1.
Lefty.
It is. I think it might be Zach. 1-1 to count. Morrison pulled back on that last pitch, and that breaking ball was ruled a strike. Here's the pitch outside, and 2-1.
Prior Lakes had somebody warming up on the bullpen also.
Two balls, one strike.
Looks like Cole Bjork. I got the number right.
The base runner, Lear, over at first. Johnson's pitch outside, and 3-1. 3-1 to count to Morrison, then Kelsey, the catcher, on deck. And he does have his shin pads off. Here's the pitch. Bunted back to Ben Johnson. They'll go to second for one. The relay to first. In time. Whoa. Huge double play. 1-4-3.
On a sack bunt. Turn a double play. Wow.
What a turn by Ben Johnson. And Tibbetts flips it to first and they get the double play.
Play by Max Tibbetts. Oh, my goodness. And he set him up himself up nice to make that throw to first.
And a perfect throw by Ben Johnson. It was bunted just hard enough that Ben could do that. Here's Kelsey. He'll pop it up. Ben Johnson coming back by the screen, and that one's going to hit the top of the bleacher section. So after pitching, Ben sprints to, to the backstop here.
That's in the speed, doesn't he?
And just a big sigh by him when he saw that ball hit the roof. We're in the top of the eighth inning, 1-1 our score between Kimball and Prior Lake. Prior Lake scored their only run in the first inning. Kimball got their run back in the second. Fastball or breaking ball, actually hard breaking ball that misses low in the count 1-1. 1-1. Ooh, and a big breaking ball that I thought was going to take him out.
I've seen that before, too, right? That would have been a hitter. That would have been bailing big time, and it's still just what breaks in there for a strike.
Here's Kelsey, chops it foul at the plate, and the count at 2-2. 2-2. Two outs, nobody on here in the eighth for Prior Lake. Johnson's pitch, Kelsey ground ball to third. Scott Marquardt has the two-hopper across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout, and that'll end the eighth for Prior Lake. No runs, a hit. No errors, no one left on base. 7.5 innings. Kimball 1, Prior Lake 1. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
The Kimball Baseball Association provides baseball opportunities for all ages within the community and are proud to provide great family entertainment throughout the summer. The Kimball Baseball Association believes in and supports improving ballpark facilities. Congratulations to the Kimball Express for their successful 2020 baseball season. And thanks to the fans and sponsors for their continuing support. The Kimball Baseball Association wishes the Kimball Express good luck in the 2020 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, Randy and Don back with you. The Cold Spring Springers winning earlier this evening over Elko 9-5, actually, the final score was 9-5. So Cold Spring hangs on, and they'll play tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock here on KASM, we're going to have Watkins and Fergus Falls. That's tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. And then Lake Henry will take on Jordan at 5 o'clock. Those games on Chasm. You can stream Chasm, mychasm.com. You can get Chasm on an FM, 107.7 FM. You can get Chasm on an HD, 105.5 HD2. The Cold Spring Rockies are going to play tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. That will be on KDDG 105.5. That's the only way you can get that ball game if you're listening at home and want to listen to Kirby tomorrow. 105.5, get the Cold Spring Rockies tomorrow. And then the Springers will be later in the afternoon at 4 o'clock on 105.5. Okay, here we go, bottom of the eighth inning. Time to work a little Kimball Express magic. As the first batter at the plate for the Express is Brian Marquardt, and a swing and a foul tip at the plate, 0-1. Brian so far today, 0-2, couple strikeouts against Ben Morrison, and a walk. There's a strike called, and 0-2 now to Brian.
Ben Morrison seemed to be getting a little tougher here, doesn't he?
He has definitely been a different pitcher since those first two innings. Has given up 5 hits to the Express. It's just missing, and the count 1-2. That just missed that outside corner.
Oh.
1-2. And Morrison's curveball and popped up by Marquardt over at third. Cross calling for it, and he'll make the catch for the out.
That one must have been up there quite a ways, wasn't it? A stab that it hasn't come down yet. I thought he might just drop that one.
Here's Max Tibbetts. Boy, the Express have had some big double plays today.
Yes, they have.
Donnie, you were pointing out the Prior Lake Mudhens have left over only one man on base today. One man back in the first inning. Tibbetts swings and misses at the Morrison breaking ball, and 0-1.
11 for the Express.
Another breaking ball. That's a strike two to Tibbetts. That one he took a call, strike two, and 0-2.
So the Express are getting their runners on base, but you're just not getting them across here.
The ball's 2 strikes. They kick the pitch from Morrison just outside in the count 1-2. 1-2. The pitch a little bit low, and 2-2. Two the count. Morrison delivers. Curveball a little bit low. Tibbetts holds off on that. And the count full at 3-2.
Now you tell me how he laid off that pitch. Got a good rest, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. 3-2 the count to Tibbetts. Curveball. Tibbetts shot to short. Caught in the air by shortstop Waterman. And it'll bring number 9 hitter Brooks Marquardt to the plate. Brooks had a home run in the region tournament. I think it was up in El Rosa, one of those night games we did where he went deep. And he drives a single into left field. And Brooks now 2-for-3 today, setting the stage for that top of the order again.
Waste no time on that one, did he, Brooks? He was ready for that fastball.
You know, Kimball's had 7 hits today, Don. How many of those hits have gone between the third baseman and shortstop?
I'd say half or better.
4. I think four have. Yeah.
Okay.
2 of Austin Rulies, and actually I think both of Brooks have gone between that third baseman and shortstop.
If we put 2 more there, we should have a run, right?
You got it. You got it. Or you put 1 over the fence, and we got
then
2.
We get 2 right away.
There
yeah.
you go. Austin into the batter's box. 2-for-3 today. He was hit by a pitch back in the 4th inning, facing Morrison for a 5th time already. Going on the first pitch. Here's the throw. Not in time to get Brooks Marquardt. As that bounced right into Brooks. The throw made by Kelsey, Don, was he never got up.
Oh, he
threw from his knees.
Yes, he did. He had no chance to get him. He had a big jump on Morrison. Big time jump.
So the element of surprise, the Express get a runner in scoring position now with the stolen base by Brooks. And the pitch was ruled a strike to Austin, ruling an 0-1. Got Marquardt on deck. Bottom of the 8th inning, 1-1. Just been a classic pitcher's duel so far here, folks. Ben Morrison delivers, and the curveball. Ooh, did Rulli have a swing and a miss? Strike 2.
I think he was going for that 2 runs that you were talking about.
0-2 the count to Austin Rulli. 2 outs. That go-ahead run at second base. Brooks Marquardt out there. Kelsey setting up outside, and the fastball chopped on the ground to third. It'll be a tough play to get Rulli, and everybody's safe. Cross fields it. Everybody's safe on an infield single by Austin Rulli.
Nice play by the third baseman. He wasn't going to get the runner going down the line there. He goes to see the catch him coming around third base big time.
And that shortstop was circling there. Waterman was.
Yes, he was. I'll tell you what, you got to give the third base coach, Tom Marquardt, a lot of credit for that, for watching that play all the way.
You bet. You bet. So, first and third, 2 outs. The Express trying to get that go-ahead here in the 8th. Scott Marquardt to the plate. Scott 0-for-4 today. And Ben Morrison's pitch outside a ball, 1-0. Adam Beyer on deck. There will be a game after this here in Milroy today. That'll be Bird Island and Dilworth.
Hey, Ben Morrison here. You got Marquardt up here. You got to be careful with him. And then you got Adam Beyer.
Here's Scott Marquardt taking a strike call and 1-1.
Watch that guy at third base here now. The catcher doesn't want him. He throws that back too softly. Be careful.
1 ball, 1 strike. Austin Rulli.
He's
got to be careful over at first, too, because Morrison likes to do that quick throw to first. Here's the pitch. A little bit high and 2-1. So we've seen this whole game just that everything's playing out now, and we've seen tendencies of pitchers and batters, and now it's like, what if they do this? What if they do that? 2-1 the count. Rulli the lead. Here's a chopper foul by Scott Marquardt and 2-2 out in front of that breaking
what
ball.
What a good pitch by Ben Morrison on that one against Scott Marquardt. He took a lot off of that, and he knows he doesn't want to throw him one fastball down the middle.
Brooks Marquardt at third base. He represents the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the 8th inning, a 1-1 game. Austin Rulli at first. Ben Morrison ready with 2 outs, the 2-2 pitch, and Scott Marquardt went around and strike 3 called, and Scott knew it. That ends the 8th for the Express. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We have played eight here in Milroy, 1-1. Kimball and Prior Lake, we're back in a minute.
Don't let tight harvest windows and less than ideal conditions get you off track. Plan for a successful season with genuine Case IH solutions during our performance event. Going on now at Arnold's and Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud. Save instantly on superior maintenance protection and the latest harvest equipment upgrades from Case IH. Plus, find your precision farming fit with savings that fit your budget. Offers end September 30th, 2020. Contact Arnold's and Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud today. Terms and conditions apply.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Steve Merton, your local agent with Central Minnesota Realty in Kimball. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multi-counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, you can visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Ben Johnson set to begin the ninth inning here for the Kimball Express. What an outing today by the Express right-hander. Eight strikeouts, one walk, one hit batter, has given up just two hits. And facing the number nine hitter here for Prior Lake, that's Jared Lear. In the first pitch to Lear, a ball, 1-0.
Alex Waterman. Shortstop is warming up in the bullpen.
Chopper back to Johnson on the mound. Ben picks it up, throws to first. 1-3 in the putout.
I don't know who the left-hander is out in the bullpen there. I think it's Dingman. Probably Zach.
It is Zach, I believe. Yeah. Because Matt Dingman's in right field yet. Lead-off hitter, Johnny Houston to the plate. Johnny so far today, 0-3. Yeah, just, I mean, when you look at it in the respect, Don, that this is Johnny's fourth at bat, Kimball, their top of the order is batting five times already.
They are.
Here's a ground ball hit slowly to third. Marquardt in on the grass to first. And 5-3 on the putout.
Kind of hand-tied him a little bit there at third base. Kind of come up on him, but he kept his composure there and grabbed the ball.
Well, you got to like that if you're Tom Marquardt sitting in the dugout right now to get those two quick outs here on the ninth. And Cole Bjork to the plate. Cole, 0-2 today. He has scored the only run for Prior Lake. Slices it to left field, but right there making the catch for the Express Austin Ruley, and that'll end. A quick ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 8.5 innings. Kimball 1, Prior Lake 1. We'll see if the Express can do it in the bottom of the ninth. We're back in a minute.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Spark a conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke. So we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Well, Ben Morrison has stepped out of the dugout. He's going to pitch into the ninth inning, too, for Prior Lake today, as he will get the 3-4-5 hitters in the Kimball Express lineup. Adam Beyer, Ben Johnson, and Joe Pinnerit.
You need to put one across here for the Express here in the bottom of the ninth. What a game. Randy, what a game, huh?
It has been a fun game to do.
It is.
Yeah.
Exciting. Good pitching. Man, good pitching.
Adam Byers so far. Here in the ball game today is 1-for-3. As Ben Morrison delivers the breaking ball, strike one. Beyer walked in the first, had his base hit in the fifth. The 0-1 pitch, and Beyer just on top of that breaking ball, and he follows it to the net here in the count 0-2 to Adam.
See that one up by his eyes, and he thought, wow, I can put that one down the left field line.
0-2. Ben Morrison working from that windup has Kelsey sign. And he comes home, and Beyer will follow this one back and out of play. And the count at 0-2 yet. Balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch outside and low in the dirt. And the count 1-2. That score over in Springfield, the last we heard, Bemidji had jumped out in front of Maple Lake 6-3. That game was in the seventh inning, the last I heard. Another breaking ball from Morrison and a count 2-2. Balls, two strikes. Morrison ready. Here comes that 2-2 fastball. A little bit low in the count, full 3-2. Good at bat by Adam Beyer.
Oh.
Down in the count, 0-2. He's making Morrison throw a lot more pitches, Don. And I'm not doing a pitch count here, but I'm sure Morrison's at that 120, 130, somewhere in there. Curveball slapped on the ground to short. Big pop for Waterman. He'll throw to first and in time to get Beyer.
See that carom off the side of the mound?
I did.
That's Morrison there. And good thing I did take that deflection to the shortstop. That would probably went up the middle.
It had enough speed to do that.
Right.
That'll bring Ben Johnson to the plate. Ben, so far today, 0-for-3, was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat.
He needs to walk one off here, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. That would just cap an awesome day. Here's a swing and a miss. And that was the home run swing, Don, on the breaking ball. 0-1 the count. Oh, what the heck? Swing hard.
Heck yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes that might be a fastball instead of a curveball.
There you go. Yep. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch from Morrison. That's outside. And the count, 1-ball, 1-strike. He really took a lot off that pitch.
I don't know what that is, but he's throwing that. But he just kind of side-arms it, and it's not much on it.
Fastball. Johnson a shot to third. Cross back pedals and makes the play. Throws to first. In time to get Ben Johnson. 5-3. Boy, Cross was playing deep there, too, and he got that two-hopper. And
what a nice pitch to Ben Johnson there, too. He just a little bit ahead of it again, wasn't he?
He was. Joe Pinneritz up to the plate. Joe 1-for-3 so far today. Joe is the DH. He's big enough, strong enough to hit it out of here. Curveball on the inside corner, strike one.
They only knew it was coming, right?
We'd all be 700 or 800 hitters, wouldn't we? Another curveball, followed by Pinneritz, and the count 0-2.
Start him with two curveballs here, Pinneritz.
The ball's two strikes. And now, Don, if you're a manager and you're looking, well, this game potentially could go extra innings, what do you start doing about your pitching? That's a big call by these managers.
I think you got to give them that chance, yet, don't you?
Here's Morrison, the 0-1 to Pinneritz outside, and 1-1. 1-ball, 1-strike.
I think you're going to probably have to pull Ben Johnson off that mound if he goes back out there, right?
I think so. Here's Pinneritz, a shot back to Morrison on the mound. He'll field the one hopper and flip it to first. 1-3 on the putout, and yes, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We go extra innings here in Milroy. Kimball 1, Prior Lake 1, Johnson coming out, grabbing that baseball. We're back in a minute. You're right. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Well done. We get to do some extra innings.
Okay.
Yeah. 1-1 our score, top of the 10th inning. Corbin Cross, Alex Waterman, and Luke Weber facing our right-hander Ben Johnson. And the first pitch, a diving, breaking ball that Cross swings at strike one.
I don't think we mind in a game like this, do we?
No. No, and it's not real feel of 99 or 100. Got a real feel of just about the temperature today, doesn't it? Which is about 78 degrees right now.
Is it 78? Okay.
0-2 the count. 2 Cross. Just a little bit outside and the count 1-2.
And Johnson's still bringing it here. Yet that fastball looked pretty good, didn't it?
It popped the mitt yet of Cade Marquardt behind the plate. The 1-2. A little bit low and outside and the count 2-2.
Hitters on both sides of the plate right here, right now, are wishing they could get these starting pitchers out of here once, right?
Yep. Zach Dingman's still throwing down in the bullpen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's a chopper off the plate. Ben Johnson fields. Throws to first. 1-3 on the putout. That was like a turf hop.
That was a turf hop.
Corbin Cross, the first out here in the 10th inning. Boy, there's been a lot of 1-3s today.
Yeah, pitcher's doing well, is he, then?
Yeah, yeah. Alex Waterman to the plate. Alex 0-for-3. And the breaking ball hits the outside corner, and 0-1. Balls, 1 strike. Fastball inside, and the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch from Ben Johnson. He comes from the side there, and that pitch actually crossing the plate nicely. And
oh,
1-2.
Right down the middle.
1-2. When Ben has come from the side today, he hasn't thrown that for a strike a lot of times. Waterman a fly ball to fairly shallow center field. Coming hard is Brooks Marquardt to make the catch for out number 2. That sounded like he got it off.
Off the fist, didn't it?
Yes,
it did.
Yeah. Did not sound good off the bat. 2 outs. Prior Lake picked up a hit to right field in the first inning and a hit in the infield in the 8th inning. That's been their 2 hits today. And the pitch 2, left-handed hitting Luke Weber's outside of ball 1-0.
Let's say Ben Johnson's been pretty stingy and giving up hits, isn't he?
Yes, he has. There's a breaking ball that catches the corner. And strike 1. 1-1 to count. Johnson giving up just 2 hits. Here's a ground ball back up the middle. Tibbetts fields by second. It's throw to first, not in time. A speedy Luke Weber beating it out. Did that hit Ben Johnson's foot?
I think it went in between both feet and slowed it down a little bit. But
so an infield single again. We'll put the go-ahead run on first with two outs. And Jake Lear to the plate. Jake, so far today, is 1-for-3. Had a base hit at infield single in his last at-bat. Johnson works from the stretch, and the pitch is strike called, 0-1.
You almost got that feeling that somebody's going to catch up with a fastball here sometime, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And hopefully it's the Express.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Weber leads from first, and Johnson hits the corner again, and 0-2.
Unless he keeps throwing it there, they're not going to.
The pitcher, Ben Morrison, on deck. 0-2 the count. Little changeup, a check swing in the dirt. I thought he went around. They're going to tag him out, and that is it. Lair tagged out by Cade Marquardt, and that ends the 10th for Rier Lake. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. 9.5. Kimmel won Rier Lake. One more in a minute on KASM.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Well, just like his counterpart, Ben Morrison is out for the 10th inning of work here this evening in Milroy.
Tell you what, these two are going at it. It'd be interesting to see what kind of pitch count Ben Morrison's got.
Yeah.
He's got to be in that 130.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably more. Ben Johnson's got to be getting, he's in the low 100s, I'd say.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Well, Cade Marquardt will lead it off. He gave us a little excitement his last at-bat where he hit one about 370 feet. Of course, it was caught. Like you said, if he can pull it
just a little bit,
he can end it. Cade so far today, 1-for-4. It'll be Cade Marquardt, Brian Marquardt, and Max Tibbetts here in the 10th. And the breaking ball from Ben Morrison is outside of ball, 1-0. Marquardt had his hit back in the third inning. Curveball, a beauty from Morrison. It seems like Ben Morrison's getting slower and slower as he goes along. The speed, Don.
That's just a great pitch.
1-1 the count. Really taking a lot off there, and a swing and a miss by Cade Marquardt.
Like a slower version of a slider. It's not breaking down at all here. It just keeps eluding that right-handed hitter.
One ball, two strikes. And Marquardt just staying alive as he follows it to the backstop in 1-2. Then he has a hitter. You got to be ready just in case he pops that fastball in on you.
Yeah. Now you kind of wonder, do you think the sun is going to start bothering these right-handed hitters a little bit?
I don't know. Marquardt slaps it to deep short and it's under the glove of shortstop Waterman, and Cade Marquardt will reach with what I would say is going to be a hit.
I would think so.
I haven't seen it up on the scoreboard yet, but should be.
I don't think you're going to get Cade Marquardt on that one, are you?
No, that's a hit. And here comes Brian Marquardt to the plate. Brian 0-for-3 today, but almost for sure sacrifice situation.
I would think so, yes.
Tom Marquardt going through some signs for Brian at the plate. Caden Marquardt at first. Max Tibbetts on deck. Ben Morrison. And Brian swinging away. Holds it to the backstop. 0-1. No balls, one strike.
That looked like a beach ball coming in.
Oh, my goodness. Ben Morrison from the start, I would say on that breaking ball, has taken off 10 to 15 miles on that breaking ball. It's just coming so slow. Brian Marquardt takes a strike call in 0-2. Now, the catcher, Kelsey, set up outside, but Morrison came right across the plate with that fastball. And he's done that a couple times today already. The 0-2, curveball, long shot to right or left field, and that's going to go foul and out of play. That is the first ball that we have seen pulled that far foul down the left field line in this game. I think Dilworth is down there. 0-2 the count to Brian Marquardt. Cade Marquardt takes his lead at first. Breaking ball outside in the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Max Tibbetts, Brooks Marquardt, they both want to hit. Here's the pitch. And chop foul again by Brian Marquardt. And the count at 1-2 yet.
No indications whatsoever of sacrificing in this at bat.
No.
No. I thought maybe they had a different strategy. We'll probably get him moving at first base.
1-2 the count. Here's the pitch from Ben. And strike three called on the outside corner. That umpire's been calling that strike for the most every breaking ball today. Right there in that spot. One out. And it'll bring Max Tibbetts up. Max 0 for 4.
Putting on a lot of signs down there in the coaching box.
Almost can start Cade or put a hit and run on. He goes on that first pitch. Here's Kelsey throw in time, and out at second is Cade Marquardt. Perfect throw by Ben Kelsey. That time Kelsey got up and rifled a strike.
He didn't throw it from the crouch position that time. That was a bullet strike to the Kate Marquardt didn't have a chance in that. He had a pretty good jump the way it looked.
I thought he did, too. Yeah. Two outs. And the pitch was a strike called, 0-1. Balls, one strike. Morrison's pitch outside of ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Like there's a strike called and 1-2.
Looks like Ben Morrison's other game.
Yeah.
Does it? I'll give you 9 of my other one. I'll give you some of this.
1-2. Yeah.
It like, doesn't look like it, doesn't it?
No, he totally changed his style of pitching. Yeah. As far as velocity goes. We were comparing him and Johnson early on in the game, how they both threw about the same. And
there's
he comes with a fastball. Bobbled by Kelsey, the throw to first, Tibbetts out, and that'll end the Express 10. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on base. We have played 10 innings. It's 1-1, Kimball and Prior Lake. A pitching change for the Express when we come back in a minute.
The Kimball Baseball Association provides baseball opportunities for all ages within the community and are proud to provide great family entertainment throughout the summer. The Kimball Baseball Association believes in and supports improving ballpark facilities. Congratulations to the Kimball Express for their successful 2020 baseball season. And thanks to the fans and sponsors for their continuing support. The Kimball Baseball Association wishes the Kimball Express good luck in the 2020 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you as we make our way to the 11th inning. The scoreboard ran out of innings, so they're going to have to start over too.
Are we done now, then, or what?
No. Well, I'd like to be done with Kimball winning.
Yeah.
That's what our hopes are. So a pitching change for Kimball, Don, and a defensive change for Kimball as well.
Zach Dingman will come in now in the 11th inning for the Kimball Express. Moving over to right field will be Ben Johnson. So it'll take care of Matt Dingman in the number 10 spot there.
And Matt Dingman was being DH'd before.
He was, so Zach Dingman will go into that spot.
And leading off is pitcher Ben Morrison for Prior Lake. And the first pitch from Dingman, a big breaking ball from the lefty, strike one. So you've seen a right-hander in Ben Johnson all game. Now you see a left-hander in Zach Dingman, no slouch on the mound. We saw him have a couple good pitching outings for Kimball in the region tournament. Pitch a ball and 1-1.
It's a whole different angle here, isn't it?
It is. Morrison so far today, 0-2. He pops this one straight up. Zach Dingman on the mound. Adam Beyer coming in, and a drop. They throw to first, and it goes down the right field line, all the way in the corner. Morrison stops at second, and I don't know, Zach Dingman and Adam Beyer, Zach was underneath it, and Adam Beyer came racing in, and it never got close to either of them.
Whoa, what happened there? Pitcher had a call for all the way, which I can see the first baseman taking charge in that, but you got to catch it then. Yes, you do.
I don't know who they're giving the air to because I don't think anybody touched it, did they?
No, it just fell in between both of them. They are going to give an error, though, aren't they?
An error on the throw down the line?
Probably.
That would be an infield single and an error.
I think we got a pinch runner now.
We do. Number two for Prior Lake. So it's an infield single and an error on the throw that allowed Morrison to go to second. And Ben Kelsey comes up to the plate.
I thought it was number eight that ran out there, but I might be wrong.
You might be correct. It might be an eight. They got a very small number on the front. Kelsey shows that he wants to bunt, and Zach Dingman spins and looks back at the base runner. It is number eight. So Prior Lake trying to make some noise here in the 11th, a 1-1 ball game. Byers charging at first. Here's Kelsey putting a bunt, but it goes backwards.
Oh.
And a big strike there for Zach Dingman.
I wonder where he'd have bunted that if he'd have made contact with that.
He kind of swung at it a little bit.
So too.
Yeah.
That's a line drive back to the pitcher.
Exactly. Maybe a double play.
Yes.
A runner at second, nobody out. Zach Dingman. Pitch on the way. Bunted up, popped up. Dingman calls for it, makes the catch for the out.
Oh.
Big play by Zach. Well, exactly what you had talked about the pitch before, Don. Kelsey probably doesn't bunt a lot.
No, he doesn't.
That's what he would have done with the first pitch.
Oh, boy. Well, there's a waste of that bat. Right there.
That'll bring number nine hitter Jared Lair to the plate. Still that base runner at second, one out. Lair, a fly ball to right field. Out there is Ben Johnson. He's going to make the catch after throwing 10 innings. Johnson gets it back into the infield to Tibbetts and two outs.
So what does the sacrifice bunt look now?
Looks huge.
That's a run.
Yeah, I mean, Ben threw 10 innings out there.
Yeah.
The way he throws to Tibbetts right now, I don't know if he gets it home.
You got to tag up on that. You know, it should be a sacrifice. He'd be on third base and tagging up on that fly ball.
That'll bring the leadoff man, Johnny Houston, to the plate. Johnny so far today, 0-4. A little breaking ball there from Zach Dingman floats across. They say inside a ball, 1-0. We're in the top of the 11th inning here in Milroy. 1-1, Kimball, Prior Lake. Prior Lake got their run in the first. Kimball got their run in the second. A lot of goose eggs from there. Dingman ready. He'll come home with that fastball on the outside corner and strike one, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Prior Lake with the go-ahead run at second and two up. Zach Dingman ready. Another floater of a breaking ball.
Wow. Followers at second base.
2-1 the count.
He was 25 feet out that bag over there.
And I thought Cade Marquardt was going to throw it, and luckily he didn't because Brian Marquardt, the shortstop, slipped in front of second base and fell. 2-1 the count. Zach Dingman's breaking ball. Oh, nice pitch, and the count 3-1. The umpire has not called anything up in the strike zone
today. No, he hasn't.
He's pretty much lit by the belt. A 3-1 on the outside corner, high ball four. So Johnny Houston walks. That'll bring left-handed hitting Cole Bjork to the plate. Bjork so far today, 0-3, was hit by a pitch. And we're going to get a pinch runner for Johnny Houston.
Looks like Zach Lovra.
I wonder if that's just going to be for one pitch because Johnny Houston, you want his speed on the base path because he plays center field. I think it might be just to get that guy in a state tournament game, Don.
There you go.
Bjork at the plate. Last at bat, he sliced one to left field.
Got a big lead over there.
And the pitch. Bjork takes high for a ball, 1-0. Here's the throw back to Zach Dingman. And
in the face.
Cade Marquardt threw it back, and Zach took his eye off the ball because I think he looked back for the appeal.
Yes, he did.
That almost was disastrous. Pinch runner out at second base. Got a runner at first. One ball, no strikes. Zach, his pitch has been a little higher in the strike zone. Pitch outside a ball, and now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. We're in the top of the 11th inning, a 1-1 ball game. Prior Lake, probably their most serious threat since the first inning when they scored a run, and that run came across to score in an air. Here's a ground ball to third. Adam Beyer has it go off. Here's Cribbett steps to first. In time! Oh, wow! Off of Adam Beyer, it carried to Cribbett, and the underhand flip to Zach Dingman covering first, and they get the 3-4-1 put out.
Unreal.
Oh!
How can things bounce your way like something?
Oh,
like that, huh?
My. No runs, one hit, one error, two left on. After 10 and a half. 1-1, Kimball and Prior Lake. We're back in a minute.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply thrives on customer service, whether it be at the parts counter, on the farm site service call, or the sale of a piece of equipment. We make sure that our customer is happy. We carry the parts on hand for silo unloaders, Ritchie waterers, spreaders, TMR mixers, and a lot more. If you are having trouble finding a part, give Mike, LaShawna, or Dan a call at 800-338-6455 because we are happy to help. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Oh, tell you, this Express team has given us some exciting plays today. Double plays, and then that last one, hard-hit shot by Bjork over to Adam Beyer. It caromed very high in the air off of him, but right to Max Tibbetts.
With the pitcher covering.
Yeah, Tibbetts quickly flipped it to Zach Dingman over at first base. And the flip, I mean, he still flipped it underhand. He was probably 20 feet away. Yeah, easily.
Well, we got Alex Waterman.
Waterman, the shortstop, now throwing.
I think Darren Morrison went to shortstop now.
So you take the pitcher who's thrown maybe 150, 160 pitches, and he's at short now. First pitch, two. The Kimball Express Brooks Marquardt is a strike. There's a ball now in 1-1 to Brooks. Brooks is 2-for-3 today. Waterman's pitch, a fastball on the outside corner, and 1-2.
Straight and hard the way it looks from Alex, doesn't it?
It does. One ball, two strikes. Breaking ball a little bit high. And the count, two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count as the lights have come on here in Milroy. Austin Rooley on deck and strike three called. Marquardt gets caught looking. So strikeout in the 11th. And Austin Rooley to the plate.
Sixth appearance of the day at the plate.
Wow.
Starting over here.
Waterman's pitch, and Rooley fouls that to the net. And the count 0-1. 0-1 the count. I think if you're Kimball hitters, though, Don, you maybe like that straight fastball.
A little better than what was coming at him, I think.
Waterman's pitch is high for a ball and 1-1.
Throws hard, doesn't he?
He does. He's popping the mitt of Ben Kelsey behind the plate. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's Rooley, a ground ball to Morrison at short. Morrison flips it to first and in time to get a speedy Austin Rooley. Boy, Morrison kind of nonchalanted that, but that's all he had left in that arm, I bet.
I think so, too, because when he was pitching, we said he was changing his style a little bit.
Yes.
It was more sidearm, and I tell you, that throw from short was sidearm, wasn't it?
But it was right on target. That'll bring Scott Marquardt to the plate. That flag is still right now in left field. Not even a ripple in it. As Waterman's pitch, the breaking ball, it's a beauty. Strike one to Scott Marquardt. We're in the bottom of the 11th inning. 1-1 our score here in Milroy. Another curveball and another beauty of a strike. And 0-2.
Got to be a scouting report here, doesn't it?
I would think so. Scott Marquardt today, 0-for-5. You don't get many days like that for Scott. Fastball just missing on the outside part of the plate. Home plate umpire says ball and 1-2 to Scott. Waterman kicks and delivers and a little bit high in 2-2. Alex Waterman played those first 10 innings at shortstop, now on in relief of starter Ben Morrison.
Curveballs, Scott Marquardt, now two fastballs on the outside corner.
A 2-2. Fastball right down the middle, and Marquardt is caught looking, and that will end the 11th for the Express. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 11 in our books, 1-1, Kimball and Prior Lake. We're back in a minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Don't let tight harvest windows and less than ideal conditions get you off track. Plan for a successful season with genuine Case IH solutions during our performance event. Going on now at Arnold's and Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud. Save instantly on superior maintenance protection and the latest harvest equipment upgrades from Case IH. Plus, find your precision farming fit with savings that fit your budget. Offers end September 30th, 2020. Contact Arnold's and Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud today. Terms and conditions apply.